You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Laura Bono. We're going to be talking about an epidemic that is sweeping across our country that has the ability to destroy the very fabric of our nation, and that epidemic is autism. Now, of course, we know that it used to be the incidence of autism was about 1 in 10,000 children, and then, of course, it increased to 1 in 160 children, about a 60-fold increase, and more recently down to about 101 in 150 children. A devastating increase in this disease that destroys the ability of many children to cooperate or to act normally. I mean, where did this disease come from? And not only that, but there are many other diseases in this autism spectrum of diseases. So that really, according to government statistics, about 1 in 6 American children have some sort of an autism spectrum or learning disability. So Laura belongs, of course, to a group that is trying to get the truth out about what's really going on and what needs to be done. But the media, for one reason or another, doesn't want the truth out. And those of you who remember, it was perhaps 4 or 5 months ago, almost as if instructions from someplace, and every major means of communication in America, all of the major news magazines and newspapers and radio outlets and television channels were telling us about the autism epidemic, but assuring us, of course, that it was in no way related to mercury, and you certainly shouldn't want to try to get your child treated or chelated or something like that, because, of course, this might even do great harm to your child, and you wouldn't want to hurt your children, would you? Well, Laura's part of a group that is working to bring out the truth. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
How did you get involved in this battle?
Like so many thousands of others, my child, Jackson, was born perfectly normally, developed normally, was actually quite precocious toddler and was talking and playing and doing all the things that one would expect, and was being followed by a pediatrician, making all of his milestones. And then at 16 months old, got a series of vaccines, 7 actually in one day. Yes, and those vaccines contained 50 micrograms of mercury, and after that we saw Jackson slip away from us. That night he didn't sleep. He had a rash, which now we know was a mercury rash, but we took him into the doctor. He was running a fever. You know, we were told, oh, you know, some kids do this, give him Tylenol, he just has had a little reaction, he'll be fine. But as the weeks went on, and of course I believe as the mercury wasn't exiting his system and was slowly going into his brain, we were losing him. And within 2 months, the child that was talking and laughing and already had a budding little sense of humor was gone, and the child that replaced him was, had lost himself. He no longer smiled. He was unhappy. He didn't sleep. He didn't want to eat. He was vomiting up anything that he did eat. He started having horrible diarrhea. Again, the fevers and the rashes would come and go, but more than anything else, there was no talking. There was no interactions. And he suddenly decided that little specks flying in the air or on the carpet were more important than people. And it was heartbreaking. And it still is heartbreaking for me to talk about it now. And I've never gotten that little the little boy that was normal. I've never had him back.
How old is he today?
He's 18.
And did you ever get him chelated? Did that help him at all?
Yeah, he's doing remarkably better. And yes, we started chelating when we knew it was vaccines from the very beginning. But unlike, like so many others, we didn't know what in the vaccines. But we would talk to other parents in those early days, and this was 1990. In those early days, when he regressed, we would talk about it, and other parents would share the same thing. That happened to my child, too. What do you think it was? And we would try to research, and, of course, you know, the vaccine ingredients are not known to anyone. You can't get those. And so we didn't know what was in the vaccines, and but we just assumed it was just an incredible viral load, which, of course, in of itself is terrible. But what... The magic bullet, I think, for Jackson was the fact that there was so much mercury, which attacks the immune system, and then his immune system couldn't fight all the other viruses and bacteria that was in this cocktail that they give children, and that is what has led to all of his immune system problems and the mercury overload. And yes, so in 2000, right after we heard that mercury had been in the vaccines, we began chelating Jackson, and that is what has been bringing our child back to us. And even though we started at 11 years old, and he's now 18, Jackson has made more progress from the time he was 11 till 18, instead of those, from 2 years to 11 years, when supposedly the brain is more plastic. I mean, we had done speech therapy and ABA and, everything we could possibly think of, but it wasn't till we started removing the root evil from his body, the mercury, that everything, all of his systems started getting better, and he started talking, and, now he's forming sentences, and I'm actually getting short little conversations from him, and it's truly a miracle that we've been able to do that, but that's why National Autism Association, which is one of the groups I belong to, and Safe Minds, which is a group advocating against mercury of all kinds in medicinals, we are working so that we can find a chelator that will take the mercury out of these children's brains, because right now the chelators are only taking it out of the body, and we need to have a blood-brain barrier chelator that I believe will bring so many of these autistic children back to us.
Have you ever talked to Dr. Mark Geyer?
Yes.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Food Network. This is Dr. Stan back here at the American Food Network. And our guest this morning is Laura Bono, and she is with the National Association, or National Autism Association. And there are just so many families out there that have been impacted. It's very difficult them to know. They go to the doctors, and the doctors always insist it isn't the vaccines. What sort of response did you get to your doctor as you kept taking him back? So obviously that he's regressed. This is not a normal at all, but certainly everything is done to play down even the very possibility it could be related to the vaccines. Isn't that the case?
That's correct. Most parents, and just like us, when we took our son to the doctor, we were told, oh, no, vaccines would never cause something like this. At least that's when they had finally decided that there was something wrong with Jackson. In the beginning, his pediatrician didn't really even want to believe that, because he had been developing so normally. So he just thought Jackson had kind of hit a bump in the road. You know, boys are slower than girls. You know, you're expecting him to talk like your girls, but, you know, because I have two older daughters, and boys are slower. But I couldn't get through the fact that, wait a minute, he was talking and now he's not. Something's terribly wrong. And I did take him to Children's Hospital immediately in Washington, D.C., but I was told, you know, certainly it was autism, but that vaccines didn't cause that. And what doctor would have thought at that time, that there was mercury in vaccines? Who would have thought? And that was being hushed up. And Maurice Hillman, who is supposedly the father of vaccines, he recently passed away, but in 1992, was a consultant for Merck, and told Merck that they were putting too much mercury in vaccines, and that children, if they got the full complement of hepatitis B vaccines, could get excess mercury exposure. And Merck chose to do nothing about it. And that document we got through FOIA. But, you know, that was 1992. And this was the quote-unquote father of vaccines. And so the vaccine companies chose not to do anything about it. However, other countries took it out. Denmark, Russia, Scandinavian countries took the mercury out of vaccines. However, the United States pharmaceutical manufacturers did not.
Now, what year was that that the other countries started taking it out?
1992. In fact, Russia, I think, was even in the 80s. They realized that thimerosal was bad. They took it out of vaccines. And then, possibly due to this Hillman memo, Denmark and Norway, some of the other countries, took it out in 1992.
Well, Hillman was not as bad.
Pardon me?
Certainly as time has gone by, more and more parents have become aware of the mercury autism linkage. And in fact, aren't they holding meetings in Washington, D.C. on that subject? Or certainly cases going before the vaccine court, trying to bring out the truth?
Yes. It's the United States Court of Federal Claims. That is where this special vaccine court, it's the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. One may guess, and I believe, that this special court has what has landed us in where we are right now. And the reason I say that is because in 1988, this vaccine court was signed into law by President Reagan as a good thing. He was the pharmaceutical companies had said, we're not going to make any more vaccines unless we're protected. And it was because through the 80s, more and more children were getting vaccines, and they were reacting to the DPT shot, which had the live pertussis. And a lot of these children were having devastating reactions. So this was to protect pharmaceutical companies from any liability, so that and any grievances that parents had could go into this quote-unquote no-fault system and get help for their vaccine-injured children. And the pharmaceutical companies could keep making vaccines. But that took away, with taking away the liability, took away any need to be safe. And so what if Maurice Hillman tells you you have too much mercury in your vaccines? It's cheaper to make them with mercury. And so, therefore, why do an expensive process of having a clean, safe vaccine? So they simply didn't care because they didn't have to pay for any of the problems. And so then they began ramping it up, and more and more and more the CDC and the FDA were having children take these by law. You have to take them to get into school. And so parents were faced with, well, I have to give my child vaccines. And so with the addition of more and more vaccines came the addition of more and more mercury. So in 1989, the mercury doubled because they added Haemophilus influenza B. And in 1992, the mercury tripled when they added hepatitis B. So the children of the 90s got so much more mercury. And mercury poisoning symptoms are identical to autism.
And, of course, parents, you know, were trying to bring out the fact that their children were getting ill. It was certainly sometime basically probably in the 70s, I think, that where they outlawed thimerosal, which was really methylate of mercurochrome. We used to put it on the skin adjacent to wounds. I could paint them up red, you know, and it, you somehow, as a physician, you felt you were doing something. And certainly it was supposed to kill the bacteria on the skin. And then one day it was outlawed. You couldn't buy it any place. Methylate and mercury was outlawed by the FDA because it was too toxic to put on the skin.
Right.
It was absorbed, but then, of course, why, if it's too toxic to put on the skin, why is it all right to inject into, you know, an infant where their brain is developing? Has anybody ever answered that question?
No, and perhaps, finally, in this court, we may get the answers. But this court is, there's no jury. It's really up to a judge to listen to these things, but I'll, you know, it's so much better than in the media, which we are, you know, said, oh, well, it's just these parents saying these things, but we have these wonderful epidemiology studies, which are statistical research, saying that there's no link. However, we have all the biomedical information, which finally will be aired in court, but again, with no jury. But maybe someone will answer that question. I would like to hear it. It was outlawed from any sort of eye drops, any ear drops that little children would put in their ears, or, you know, like you said, the methylate you would put on your skin. It was, you know, taken out of everything else but out of vaccines. And, again, one would say that the liability protection from pharmaceutical companies, that they could not be directly you know, sued over that, and they didn't have to say what ingredients were in vaccines. And because of this absolute protection, you know, nothing was done. And I want to add about the court that we're in now. My son's case is Jackson Bono versus HHS. Jackson cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies, Merck or Cannot Leaderly, which is now Aventis and Sanofi. He can't sue those directly. He must pass through this vaccine court. Well, in doing so, when HHS went to Merck and to Aventis and, you know, the other pharmaceutical companies and said, we need to find out information on your MMR shot or your DPT shot or your Haemophilus influenza B shot, they were told, well, we're not in a lawsuit, we don't have to give you anything. We're not compelled to for discovery. So therefore, you know, HHS can't even get documents because of how this court system has been set up for the vaccine injured. I mean, the weakest among us, and they literally, these autistic children have been silenced.
Well, of course, HSA, the federal government's going to fight you at every turn. They'll do everything they can to prevent having to pay anything to the injured children.
And correct.
Yet, supposedly, this was a no-fault system that was there to help the children, and here it seems that in reality it's there to hinder any disbursement of these massive funds that they've accumulated.
That's correct. And Congressman Burton, who had Mercury hearings in the early 2000 through 2003, had hearings on this vaccine court, and there are just, it is just riddled with flaws. And what he had people come before and give testimony. Some parents who have one, say their child had a devastating DPT injury, and they win in this vaccine court, they never get to hold the money. The Justice Department holds the money. So every year, parents have to come back and beg for this money. Well, my doctor says that my child needs IVIG. Well, get this, their doctors, the Justice Department will get their own doctors, and they'll say, sorry, our doctors say that your child doesn't need it. Meanwhile, they've never even seen that child. So the practicing physician following the child can't even get medications and any money out of this vaccine court. So even if children win, parents from then on until their child passes away or the parents pass away, they have to fight for every dime they get. So this is just a horrible system for these children and their parents.
Sure. I mean, so what was supposed to be a no-fault system, it becomes an adversarial system, and you're taking money away from the government.
Correct.
And they don't like that.
Correct. And the VICA is set up, so the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act was set up so that 75 cents of every vaccine that parents buy goes into this fund. So the money really doesn't even come from pharmaceutical companies. It doesn't come from parents. Taxpayers are paying for this incredible, you know, safety, mercury poisoning bungling that the pharmaceutical companies have done to our children. Taxpayers are paying.
Sure.
And if that, if we ever see any money to help our children, it's all being shouldered by taxpayers.
Well, do we have any idea how much money there is in that that fund today? I mean, there's billions of dollars, aren't there?
Yes. The last I heard, it was $2 to $3 billion. Only like a fourth of the cases have ever been settled that have been brought up and under the Vaccine Act. And some children linger for years and years before they ever even win. And then when they do win in court, the court can appeal. The parent can appeal. So if we lose, that's it. But if we win, the Justice Department lawyers can appeal these cases. And then it drags them out. And they can appeal several times. So there was this one case of this child. She had a horrible DPT shot at 2 months old. She did not win her case, finally, until she was 16. And it was because she finally was near death, and the death benefit is $250,000. And we've also, in testimony before Congressman Burton's hearings on Capitol Hill, parents said that the court would drag it out, and when their child finally would die, the court would pay them $250,000. Because, see, if they had to pay for the child while the child was living, it was millions of dollars. But if the child died, the death benefit's $250,000, and they would end the case.
We're from the government. We're here to help you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you ever doubt that. Well, you know, as this situation continues, we understand that there are studies that the Centers for Disease Control has where large HMOs have given one group of children mercury-laden vaccines. Other children, not mercury-laden vaccines, which would definitely show, does mercury produce the problem? And what did they find? Because Dr. Geyer and his son David did get into those databases, although the government did everything they could possibly to prevent it, but eventually they got in. Have you ever talked to them about what they found?
Yes, well, they found statistically significant correlations. And as did the government in their first run of of the statistical analysis back in 1999, and we have those documents through FOIA.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Laura Bono here at American Fiction Network.
Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Hi, this is Michael Golden, and I would like to invite you to join my wife Danny and I for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Laura Bono. And before we go on, Laura, would you like to get the websites out, information, so that people out there in the listening audience can, you know, have this for themselves and for their family?
Sure. The three websites I recommend are www.nationalautismassociation.org, all one word, no spaces, www.safeminds, that's safeminds.org, and www.putchildrenfirst.org. And all three of those websites have wonderful information, scientific research about mercury, about measles, mumps, rubella vaccines, things that you need to know about what the government has denied, but we have through FOIA documents, which I want to bring back up to you and talk about the last, right before the break, about the databases. I think that's important to discuss, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Please, I want our listeners to understand that they know what's in there. They just have done everything they could to block the parents from finding out. So What about those databases?
Well, it's interesting. Just 2 weeks ago, the special masters, which are basically what they're calling the judges in this in our cases before the vaccine court, finally ruled that we were barred from getting this into this data. So the very studies and the very database that these that the government lawyers are using against the parents to say there's no link, we can't look at. Our lawyers are barred from looking at. This would not happen in any other court. You have to share documents. You have to see these things. You have to verify it yourself. So we're barred from this, and we know through FOIA documents, before the CDC was paying attention, and we asked for any documents concerning thimerosal back in 2002, and we got them, that when they first looked at this database, the vaccine safety data link, they found statistically significant links between mercury, thimerosal, and a host of neurological disorders in children, not just autism, but ADD, Tourette's, speech and language delays. And so, you know, this database is a wealth of information, but interestingly enough, when the Institutes of Medicine looked at the database in 2004, they realized it had serious flaws, and they were concerned that the CDC wasn't doing what they should to allow separate researchers to come in. And you mentioned Dr. Geyers, both Dr. Geyers. So the IOM ruled in 2004 that actually the CDC should seek legal counsel about letting people into this database. However, they still didn't do it. And now the special masters in the vaccine court has said, no, you can't look at it. So
it doesn't sound to me like they're impartial at all, that they have an agenda.
Yes, and now, Senator Lieberman put in money into the appropriations bill last year to have the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences specifically look at the vaccine safety data link to find if it was feasible to get information that we really needed to nail down this. And so here is the government's lead evidence. This is their only evidence against our case. And this is what the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences, an NIH study, said. The workshop was called Thimerosal Exposure in Pediatric Vaccines, Feasibility of Studies Using the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And what they found in their summary was that the Vaccine Safety Data Link had several serious problems, and concluded, and I quote, "In light of the cumulative effect of these limitations, the panel reached consensus that an analysis comparing the rates of autism spectrum disorder in the vaccine safety data link over the time period before, during, and after the removal of thimerosal from most childhood vaccines would be uninformative and potentially misleading." And that was an NIH commission study that did that, and Congress paid for it. Senator Lieberman put in that. So this is the government's evidence. Meanwhile, the parents have biological evidence. Our children are riddled with measles virus in their cerebral spinal fluid. They have very high titers. They have measles virus RNA, which is the vaccine strain of measles virus, in their guts. They have mercury in their bodies that we're chelating. These children are vaccine injured.
And everything has been done to cover this up. Now, I've talked to Dr. Geyer, mm-hmm. and he got into this database. They found it 27 times.
Correct.
Not 27%. 27 times difference between the children who got the mercury-laden vaccines and those who didn't.
And you know, I looked up when they first came out with that. We looked and said, what is, you know, 27 times sounds horrible, but let's try and think of what the public would not that the public wouldn't understand that, but a comparison, you know, because we didn't know. So we looked up, and lifelong smoking for men and women, for a lifelong smoker, for a man, his chances of getting cancer are only like 22. So here are little babies. If they get a full complement of thimerosal-laden vaccines in the 90s and up through, you know, as late as 2004 or so, when all of them had thimerosal still, they were 27 times more likely to get autism at that young of an age in their lives versus a lifelong smoker of a male. And a female lifelong smoker is like 14. And here are these children at 27 times.
Sure. So they know, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. But that's why they have to have this big propaganda campaign to tell you that we can assure you, the government can assure you, that there's no relationship between the vaccines and certainly the mercury in vaccines and autism, and do not get your child treated. You know, what really bothers me, Laura, is why would they try to prevent your parents from getting their children treated when I've talked to parents, you know, that almost a complete recovery?
Well, it's because it's evidence. I mean, if you mercury in equals autism, mercury out equals recovery. And so, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see why they would say, oh, stay away from the chelation, it's dangerous, when we know that years and years and years of chelation is not dangerous. In fact, the chelators that our children use are FDA approved, not that that's so great lately, but it has a long, long, long history of they created these chelators back during World War II in the 1940s. And so it has a long, long history of safety. And I believe, just in short, it is evidence. And they cannot have the public seeing, you know, what we see with our own eyes. You know, don't listen to your own eyes and your own ears. Listen to what we're saying.
I love that line, you know. I don't believe, are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what we tell you?
Right.
You know, we're from the government, and don't believe your lying eyes. And there is so much evidence out there. The tragedy is that until you have a child or somebody in the family comes down with this, most people cannot believe that this sort of thing could be going on. And
no.
Especially for the doctors. The doctors insist that there is no relationship. But all the doctor knows, he doesn't look at the scientific studies. All he believes is what the CDC tells him. Can you really believe the CDC? We're going to be back here in just a moment. It's America.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, Dr. Stand back here at the last segment. Our guest this morning is Laura Bono. And like so many parents who've suddenly come in contact with this incredible story of the onset of autism, and now it's so frequent, you know, in our population. And it is simply not the autism. I mean, that's just bad enough, but this whole spectrum of diseases, to the point where today about one in every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. What about the financial impact on our educational system from this?
Well, the financial impact is huge. I work in education, and I see it. I see that more and more school districts are under an incredible strain to educate these children. So where parents of, you know, and they're very lucky to have quote-unquote normal children or typically developing children, they are in schools, these normal children are in schools where there is so much burden with the autistic children, the attention deficit children, all these children with neurological disorders, that the teachers can't effectively teach as well as they would like. The services are poor for the autistic children because there's not enough money. And frankly, some schools are running out of money for textbooks and things because they just can't get the money. And where the Individuals with Disability Education Act, IDEA, went into effect and said the federal government should pay 40% of the special education for these school districts, what they're finding is that they're only paying as much as 10%. So these school districts around the country are bearing the brunt of these problems.
Well, if it's a tragedy, it's going to have a profound impact on our already seriously disabled educational system. Certainly, you know, there are so many other implications as far as this is concerned. And I mean, those of us who are evaluating this are very, very concerned about this new recommendation. I mean, after the government had conceded that mercury might be harmful and taken it out of the childhood vaccines, then they turned around and added, and recommended a vaccine, which is not a childhood vaccine, it is a regular vaccine, be given to infant children. I'm speaking of the influenza shot that is given to children 6 months of age. Why would they give a mercury-laden vaccine, after taking the mercury out of childhood vaccines, why would they turn around and recommend that this mercury-laden vaccine be given to children at 6 months of age and 7 months of age and what is it, yearly after that?
Well, not only that, and there is a prenatal hit because, and when we know that that's the worst, or because we know that mercury crosses over the placental barrier, and of course it's a tiny little fetus with all of this mercury. They are recommending that pregnant women get flu shots, and the flu shots contain mercury. Why are they doing it? You know, I have a couple of theories. One is that obviously the CDC is in the vaccine business. They have, as of 2003, an investigative report done by United Press International, Mark Benjamin was the writer, reporter, found that the CDC had 28 patents on vaccines. And so, you know, the more vaccines you sell to the public, the more money you get. So they're obviously in the vaccine business, and they're pushing flu shot every year. We all see it. And then I also think that if the public was really watching, okay, if you're going to take this thimerosal out of childhood vaccines, we are going to see a drop in the number of children with autism. Well, first of all, they didn't pull the vaccines off the shelf. So that in and of itself endangered children. There they are in 2000 recommending that pharmaceutical companies take the thimerosal out of vaccines, but they gave them through March of 2002 to stop shipping them. So as late as February 2002, let's say Aventis could have shipped, you know, 1 million vaccines for pediatrics, and they would be full of the full complement of mercury.
And those would then sit in either the pharmacy or the doctor's office until they were given it. Have all of those been used up by this time?
Well, interesting.
Even know?
They had expire dates of 2005, and we've actually found some that have, documentary crews have found some with expire dates of 2007. So those vaccines never were removed from the shelves. Then you've got the fact that then they started in 2003, which interestingly enough is right after they had, you know, shipped their last shipments of thimerosal vaccines. They started recommending flu shots for infants and pregnant women. So you get that early prenatal hit. And think about it. A mom who is likely to think she's doing the right thing by going in and getting a prenatal flu shot will be the most likely to bring in her infant at 6 months to get a flu shot, and then at 18 months to get a flu shot. So that child will end up with just about as much mercury, considering the trace amounts that are in the other vaccines, because make no mistake, all the thimerosal is not out of all the vaccines. So you've got all these vaccines with quote-unquote trace amounts, whatever that means. We can't get that information. So you've got, and plus you've got the flu shots. So these children are getting an incredible amount of mercury. And one last thing about the Geyers also did some testing on some of the vaccines and found that the vaccines that quote-unquote had a trace of thimerosal had much more aluminum, 4 and 5 times the amount of aluminum than they did pre-pulling this thimerosal out. So in other words, these vaccines have the same amount of metal in them. It's just that now they don't have as much thimerosal. They made up the difference with aluminum, which we know, you know, has been linked to Alzheimer's and other disabilities.
The story is so incredible that when you tell people, their eyes glass over, this could not be true. But unfortunately, it is. It's a nightmare story. And I hope that our listeners will get the information before the tragedy strikes their home. Lord, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope many of you understand the implications of what Laura was saying. We have destroyed the minds of a significant part of the children of this country. And do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to intentionally destroy the minds of the children until you can understand that they know exactly what they're doing? How do we know? Well, we've got a wonderful DVD, a talk given by Dr. David Ayoub. With that, if you get either the DVD or the VHS copy of his talk, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documents and other documents showing they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know about it. The talk is called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Because there is a global population agenda, they believe there are too many people on Earth, and they're going to destroy them. And you really need to understand why we are so intent upon vaccinating all those little black children and brown children in third world nations with vaccines that are laden with thimerosal. Oh, they took it out in the United States, but they left it in for children throughout the rest of the world. Why do you think that is? Well, let me suggest the DVD entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And we throw in a CD-ROM that has the information documentation you need, and you need to get that information, and you need to get it to your doctor, and you need to get him to understand the CDC is lying. For more information on the population control agenda, my talk, None Dare Call It Genocide, available in VHS, but soon available in DVD, and if you requested it, why, we'll make it up. And then, of course, my talk on planned population reduction, on population control, the latter is available in VHS. Haven't got it on the DVD yet, but we will have our four-tape set on population control and why they really outlawed DDT 30 years ago. It was outlawed because there were too many people in the world, and mercury and malaria would kill off a large number of them, and so we've killed off about 100 million people in the last 33, 34 years. They knew what would happen if you outlaw DDT. We eliminated malaria here in the United States almost completely, and of course we did everything to make sure it would decimate third world countries because there are too many people. If you have not read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, you can get it off the internet. You can purchase it through our ministry. If you haven't read Dr. MacArthur's Complete Testimony, 1969, asking for $10 million to create a new disease for which there would be no immune response, a new method of mass killing. That's his words, not mine. He said many people think we shouldn't do this, create this new disease, because it's another method of mass killing, but we want the $10 million. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. They've killed 50 million people with the AIDS epidemic. They could have stopped it immediately, and everything was done to block the implication of the introduction of standard and effective public health measures. They didn't want to stop the AIDS epidemic. They haven't. And the suffering this has created is unparalleled in history. But just wait till we have World War III, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming too. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
More than half the Republicans will have to back the bill.